Okay. One of the klal, one of the auras, not the klal, one of the auras, Rabbi Yisrael Ha'evel, it says, Auror, Makle, Ovev, Ve'imai, Ve'amar, Kalaham, Amen. What exactly does Makle, Ovev, Ve'imai mean? So, Be'yena, Nishari Tshuva, says, yeah, it's not dafka when you mean vaza. It was seen in the Rambam. But anytime you're being mezalzel, the chvoidam, and the mayor of the aveim, that you're ready over on or makla. The question is, in your makla, she mezalzel b'chvoidam, we're mefim mayram. You don't show the proper yira to your parents, that itself, you're over on or makla. That's the mitzvah of Yira, Ishim of Tiro, that itself, if you're over on that, then you're Bechal or the Sef Charedim as well, Philip Meryaina. Which is Aror is like a Nidian, you're in a Cherim in a Shemayim. So every person, Yechrad Shlo Yinadu B'Shemayim Im Yekom Ma'at B'Choydom. And Zaz a little bit in the covering of parents, says the Sefer Chareidim, you should be worried that Chas V'Shalom will be Menud Min HaShemayim. Very scary. The Rambam is mashma that it's dafka when you do dafka something which is mevaza then. Rambam writes, Kvar biarnu sha'av sha'arges benoi ein echam echav shal nera gnas agol adam. Shari Liz, that's her father, killed one of his children. And now, one of the brothers be a goyal adam to kill the father. So the Ram says, no. He says, why? Can't become a Goel Adam. V'loy al ha'kov, v'loy al-kol b'vad, k'vi the Torah, elaf al-bazayim. Shekol m'vaza aviv, ha'imoy, ha'fil b'dvarim, ha'fil b'remiza, ha'reza orim epnei ha'gavuro, sh'nemar orim mat aviv'imoy. And so we see that in the Rambam, that orur makle aviv'imoy is not talking about Stam a bittel of the mitzvah of Myra, or makla of ima is nafka when there's an extra bezayin, when it's a bezayin. That's Yisayin, and that's what says Shulchan Aruch, kol vaza of ima, I feel b'dvar, I feel remiz, I raise it b'chal arim pe'et bura, shnev ar makla of ima, and b'ezim g'mak is marlis. Like upon him we see that there's something, if the Rambam, there's something special chumrah in the mevaza of ima. But Ben Yaina meant stop, not being there the proper year. Shulchan Aruch is an interesting halacha, which says Talmud shereitz alechas l'makim acher. Shubat by teyach sheyir asim bracha b'talmudai lefnei harav shesham. He feels that he's a certain rabbi, a certain yeshiva that would be good for him. We were in that place. There's terrorist attacks, a place, you know. Parents are nervous. Israel, you know, is not safe. The whole world is very safe, yeah. And Mela, he doesn't want his son to go to Israel. But the son feels Habatzlacha. Ain't it Shmari love bezeh? Not going to listen, says the Mechab. Zogdrama, Mechain. If Moicha beben Lisa Eza Isha Shiachav is by Ben, ain't Tzelach Shmari Lav. Remember example from Marik, same thing by Shaduchim. If a father, a parent doesn't like a certain Shaduch, and son feels a good Shaduch, then the son is not mechuyav to listen to their father.
Is it
Aser? What?
Is it
Aser
to listen to the father?
Is it Aser?
Because
he's being about the Torah. That's the
issue,
I know.
He said,
Ain't Sarach Lishmaya. So the Makar is Marik. Marik gives three svaras over here. And three svaras are very important. Three svaras like this. One is he says, Paskin, keep it Abayim, is Mishal Av, not Mishal Bain. Right? So the son is not Machit Leah money if you keep it Abayim. There's Kolshkin over here. Yeah? Dabar Shaykh Mitzari the Gufa. Right? It's a tzar. He wants to marry a certain girl. Father doesn't like the Shidduch. He has to go marry someone else. He's not going to have the same relationship that he's going to have now. So it's Tzar. Tzar the Guf. Tzar the Guf. If you're not Mechuyiv to Mamayna, then you're not Mechuyiv to Tzar the Guf either. Beis. Here he says, we're also saying that there's an element of what? Of Isser. Why? Because Chazal say, Asal Adam Shekash Isha, Ashi Rehna, the Gemara beginning of the second part of Kedushin. So what's the Pshat? We see that the Torah wants that he should marry a woman that he'll like. Right? We see all of the Chazal. I'll talk about the certain things. He said, the we want very much that the woman should find favor in the husband's eyes, Shalom Bayis. Right? Al Bayis and Shalom Bayis. So Meila, Zok Marik, so it's like he's telling Gunavera. It means on the Rosh, it says, the father tells a son not to talk complaining. Right? The father's in a fight with the guy, or a fight with the guy's father, whatever it is, and he asks his son to talk to Pliny, and the son wants to make shalom, right? So he's not mechuyev to his father, because it's just the chil bevecha, it's also to hate Jews. So not talking, that's part of the hatred. Third svara, he says, this is a very, very important svara, he says, Akon loy mifugi if mishav mishal ben, that's something that shaykh to the father, right? Where the father is going to benefit from it. Like, to feed the father, for example. Here it's not really negating him. It's not negating him whose son marries. Right? Stop, he doesn't like her. Whatever. Right? So Meili says, Ein karech lav lemchoyis. Loi mishum kovid. Where what? Where the father has a benefit. The father has a benefit from it. Myra, the Eshem Kaima, this is the Varab, created by the Shaykh Lav. Yeah? Myra and Kavod is the only thing that Shaykh can have. Al Mus, the Shaykh Lav, Begavay, Pshit, the Den Kaykh, Lim Khoisbinai. So the third reason of the Marik is a very serious stick of point. And it's negeya very much halacha. It's negeya to the big shayla, right? The father tells you to do something which is not negeya to him. For example, a mother tells a child that she wants him to wear, it's cold outside, or she's cold, and she wants a child to wear a coat, right? Is a child mechuyev listen to put on the coat? Is a kiva bein when the father and mother tells the child to put on the coat? The mother doesn't get any benefit from that. It's for the child. The mother's cold. She wants the child to wear a coat, right? So the you have to listen or not. So if he is married, there's no chiv. Chiv is only something when the parent gets a benefit. There is a Sefer HaMakna, a famous Sefer HaMakna. He says that regarding all these type of things, so even though there's no kibud involved, it's not kibud, it's machilo, imam, bisho, etc. But there is yira. Hooray, one of the things of Moira, layister is devara. Layister is devara. Meila, Zakta Marik, Zakta Sefer HaMakna, that not listening is also a gather of being serious in the bar.
Are you?
No, the parent tells you to do this, you're not doing it. That's a fact, you're not doing it. That itself is called like you're being serious in the bar. Parent told you to do it, you're not doing it. That's called you're being serious in the bar. That's the chiddush of the Sefer HaMakna. And it's interesting because he brings the raya Yeah? From the Ramah we just read. The Ramah says that a parent, the father doesn't have right to moicha the shidduch of the son. You know, he can't listen. He says, mashma, edafka by shidduch. Right? I guess he's tying it because maybe it has to do with Avera. Yeah? But in something else, which is not a shidduch, something else, which is also not negated directly to the father, mashma not. But the Chareitz took a pella. Harei, the Marik said three independent reasons, and it was a mashma from the Marik that the three reasons have to come on. It's a syrup of the three reasons. Marik was mashma. Each reason stands on its own. Mamela, the third reason of Marik was the fact that the father doesn't get a benefit. Okay, another ayah brings from the fact that it says Ish imavav tiro, right? The Gemara says dafka a single woman, but she's married, she's baaleha, so you don't have the chiyah. So the question is, why are we talking about her? The pasuk that we're learning out from is by Yira, right? The pasuk we're learning out from is by Yira. What shayach b'shus ba'alel? Bishlam akiv rabeim, yeah, machilo and malbishoy. Okay, she has responsibility to her husband. Father wants to make her an egg. Her husband wants to make her an egg. So she goes to her husband. But leyeshim kaima, at least there's the varav. What does that do with the fact that she's married? Elamai says Marik. Elamai, we see that nichlal in Myra is also listening to things that aren't again to the father. It's like this. Then there might be a conflict between what the father wants and what the husband wants. But the truth of the matter is, though, it's really not so shver, because you could say, we'll see the end of the year if I get there, that it could be negay very simply, at least there's the varav. Let's say the shver and the son-in-law have machlokes. Such things have happened in history. And the husband wants his wife to side with him, right? So he has to. That's the shayla now. Where are her loyalties, right? So here it could be a shayla. This is the varo, because she agrees with her husband. Then she's being sized to the varo. So you could have a case of sized to the varo where Rishus Baalea comes into play. Al Kapanim, the Maisa. I mean, we got a lot of flack for Reisman. So Reisman, he once gave a shiur in one of his, I don't know how many people he's up to by now, but then it was maybe 1,500, 2,000, whatever it was. And he said in the shiur, he spoke about this question about Kibra Ve'im, where it's not negated to the father. And he was going with the Sefer HaMakna. The problem is Yira. Problem is Yira. So Meili said, if the whole problem is Yira, then it's not gonna be fun of. So he said, if the mother tells the child to put on a coat, it's cold outside, puts on his coat, walks out of the door, takes it off. There's no problem. Right? Because the whole problem is Yira. Yira is only the fun of. So like the fun of is the problem of Yira. If you have to do a little bad sin, okay, you have to listen. But if you don't, it's only out here, it's only the fun of. That was what he said publicly in front of a couple thousand people, and some kids in the audience as well. Then I think he got a lot of flack for that, because he's sort of undermining. Anyway, whatever it is. But the truth of the matter is, more than that, because Batsim Bukhari is a fair Shuruk Fager that I found later in a tshuva, Shuruk Fager, the fair is not like him. Because without going to the Arichas, I'm going to just say this part quickly, because there's other stuff I want to get to. Rekveg is handling over there. Is there a chiyah to listen to a tzava of a parent? He and her, if a parent said, one parent said when he died, you have to say kad, not say kad. The kids, that's what the good truth is talking about. But the point is, Craig is not. the chiyuv to listen to father after Misa. Is there a chiyuv to listen to father after Misa? After father dies, is a chiyuv to listen to something that he was a mitzvah of b'chayiv? So Craig says, you have steers. On one hand, we say, mechav de b'chayiv, mechav de maisai. Right? We say, the first thing he's supposed to say, Hareini kaparas mishkabai. Every time you mention the father. Mechatai. We say that someone wants to, you want to ask someone to do you a favor, you say, you should do it for the sake, you know, for the sake of my father. And I'm not saying, there's a question, mechav de b'chayiv, mechav de maisai. Right? On the other hand, it says, we find, the yinam mechuyiv, the kvayid, achia god, the lachamisa. Right? Even though, and Eishesav also. Why? Even though the Chayyur, the Rabban says that what's the Chiyuv to listen to Eishesavim or Achal Gadol? Because it's covered for the father. A parent wants and their older children, younger children, who have the older children. So, but still we say, Lachamisa Yinam Mechayyur. Says Rav Feger, the Gedder is like this. He says that it depends what the parent is telling them. If it's something which is Nachas Ruach, right, a parent feels good when he sees that the younger children of Yimchabed, the old children of Yimchabed, he remarried, he feels good that his children of Yimchabed, his second wife, it gives him Nachas Ruach. But that's not Be'etzim Kovet, it's Nachas Ruach. So that Lachem is, there's no Nachas Ruach, he's dead. Yeah? But something which is Be'etzim Kovet, like he says, Kaparas Mishkavai, that's a Kovet that in the world that gives a covet for that's a covet for a father, even Lachamisa, that is Shaykh Lachamisa. Bekitzer, Cesar Kveger, so when it talks about in Shachar, about listening to Tavah, right? So if it's not something that's bad and covet, why should you have to listen to them? That Rav Kveger suggests, maybe it's only als Meir. That's what he says. Als Kavod, Kavod is only something that is Mechabed the father, but maybe Mechuyik listen als Meir. Als Meir. That's Rav Kveger, even though the Taz says, yeah, that Shloi Befon is no Meir, Sakur Kveger, that's Dafka when you're being Seis of Dvarav. Meirav, Seis of Dvarav is only Befon. What's the problem? I'm allowed to have an opinion, right? Different than my father, but I can't express my opinion in front of my father. That's his own cover. My father. My father said this. I'm saying that. Kilo, I'm a bat plukta. That's a problem. Shloim befanav. I'm allowed to express my opinion. That's what the Tanya says. Shloim befanav is no yira. But if the yira is mechayim me to listen to the father, then even shloim befanav. So even if he's dead, you'd have that chiyuv. Akpan, what do we see with Kveger? That if it's al zira, even shleib b'fanav. Fersh of Kveger, that when if you mechuyik listen to your father al zira, right? And he says that's all you say. Listen to tzavah b'chal is only al zira. You see, and what say from Machmir is saying always listen to the parents only al zira. Listening to parent al zira is even shleib b'fanav. You have a chiyuv mitzad you to listen even shleib b'fanav. You have a chiyuv to you al tzira. The Taz that says shleib b'fanav is no yira is only going to be sayis is devara. Sayis is devara because the whole sayis is devara is only problem b'fanav. Because that the chutzpah is in front of them, I'm saying not like him. But I'm allowed to have my opinion, shleib b'fanav, I'm allowed to. But if the chiyuv yira is mechayim me to listen, then even shleib b'fanav. So that's a chiyuv, it's fair to choose for Kveger, not a great Reisman. Besides, you know, the chiddush aspect, but even the chiddush halacha that he's saying mechayer from Craig is in the first line. Okay, nachzer le'inyanein. Nachzer le'inyanein. Okay, there's also a shayna back. We'll go back. So we're skipping a little bit. Hey, chasheish, I'm sorry. Zaptin etziv. Again, we have Ramah who tells me a child wants to marry a certain shidduch. Parent is against it. Listen, we had Marik, three svaras. Zakhtin Itziv, this whole halach, this whole discussion, listen to parents when it comes to shluchim, is only, right, when there's no bezoyin in tzar. Right? Stop! The father doesn't think it's a good shidduch. The father wants to marry someone else. Right? Whatever reason is negated, right? maybe, you know, it's not choshev enough, whatever. It's not, you know, he wants it. He wants to marry Rishiva's daughter, whatever. I don't know what, you know. But not that there's a bezayin. The shirv day he's marrying is fine. Everything's good. Not a bezayin. It's not like your father would be embarrassed to do a shirv with that person. It's not. He doesn't like her, whatever. Could be a million reasons. Yeah? But he says, then we say, okay, so kivravim is not daicha. But with the shayla bezayin, says the Netziv, because now if this bezayin, he goes like the Rambam, oror now is right, oror makla avimai. You have the klal of this week's parasha. Then the Netziv says, and there a mechis and mechil doesn't help. You know, av can be meichel and kavaydai, but av cannot be meichel on bezayin. And then he says there's a shultis from Rabbi Chai that says that Farish and Rivash as well, brought down in the in Beis Yosef, says that as well. That even though Av Shemachal Kvayde Kvayde Machal, we can't be Meichal Mezayin. Can't be Meichal Mezayin. So you see, the Mezayin is much more Chamor. And Cain, so the Tziv is Mechadish. Huadil Gabi Shidduchim. If this Shidduch, it will be an embarrassment for the father. Right? The father will be embarrassed to bring this son-in-law into shul. He has to come to him with the davening. And the way he is, the way he dresses, who he is, what he is, whatever it is. But in his shul, he's going to come in like that and he'll be embarrassed. He'll be partially embarrassed. In that case, says in the Tziv, the son has to listen. Okay, then he said he goes right. What was the second svar of the Marik? Second svar was that's a shayla of Isser. Meaning the father can't tell a son to be over an Isser. So he's saying again, where do we know that from? In Yevamos, Ishimur of Teros, precisely Shemar Ni Hashem. Where do we know that father tells his brother Isser, you don't listen? In Yevamos, Ishimur of Teros, that's Shapsai Saitish Shemaru, Ani Hashem, Kulcham Chiyam Mechvaidi. When it comes to Kavod Hashem, Kiravim doesn't work. Right? Mamela, he says, but when it's Shaila B'Zayin, then you don't have that. Maya said this is a huge Chiddush, right? It's a Chiddush Nifla. Chiddush Nifla, it's impossible to say this. Because the ramifications of this is that when it's a Shaila of B'Zayin, right? Then you mechuyif listen to the father, even if you're even a veir, listen to your father because there will be a bezayin for him. Because also what? It's kibbutz aveim. I'll kibbutz aveim. It's no mak. It's no pasuk. The pasuk only by year, not by bezayin, not our makla. You know, like the father, you know. All his friends' kids, you know, either they're in Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Reisvoss, you know, and Nebuch is, his Nebuchal son is in Tomo, you know. So he's embarrassed, you know. So the Rama says that you want to go to learn, you're not listening to your father. But if the father is embarrassed to have a son as a Bentaris, then you're allowed to. And even more, whatever, you can figure out more other cases. Anyway, that is a huge Kiddush of the Netziv. And the truth of the matter is, it's really very difficult. That's some halacha Netziv. Even to say that by Shidduchim, we'd be embarrassed, there's no hatter. Because the Tzitz Eliezer over here rings down. Shoyl and Tzitz, and Tzitz Eliezer asked the Kasha that on the Netziv. That like this. See, and since I was talking about a shayla, let's say a son wants to do a shidduch with a different, you know, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, or different type of Sephardi, whatever it is, each one a chassid, a litvak, you know, and you know, the parent like, I can't do a shidduch with that type of, you know, it's not their type of people. So the question is, can the father stop it? So one of the points mentioned is, in the case of the Marik, Ruk talks about Shidduch. What was the case? The case was that there was a woman that was nitenes min haben b'yais esh esh. There were rumors that she was having an affair when she was married, then she got divorced, and now someone wants to marry her. There was rumors that she had an affair with this guy's son. Yeah. And now she got divorced, and now someone wants to marry her. Right? So, so there, that's all such embarrassment. Right? Part of the cheshbon over there is he's embarrassed. It's all tumult, it's all scandal, and his son's marrying her, just makes it worse, right? So that's why he doesn't want to marry her, right? So even the case of Marik, which were more paskins, Lachar is also a shayla bezayin. And still Marik said, he didn't make a difference between keeping avim and bezayin avim, because in our parasha we have our makla avim. So b'kitzer, the nitziv is very b'chiddish, and again, also the ramifications of that are scary to say that, you know, just because of bezayin, you get to, how much bezayin, but the ramifications of that is very scary. Lagape, you know, where that's going to take us. Now, the Tis Eliezer Hishayla, I told you, talking about the case whether or not the father can stop a shidduch where it's negated a different group. He says, everyone knows on a yotzin biyad rama, veishol yotzu biyad rama with an aleph. And I know that we have the psak in the rama. The rama says that it comes to shidduchim, the father can't stop the child. It's a mela. If in this case of the shidduch they was talking about, you know, betzim is a good shidduch, nothing wrong with the grosh, bal smid is v'chuluf, and elamai, it's not their crowd. So then he says, there's no reason, no chiyuv listen. It means that a little bush. That it also brings a cheshbon also for revu, because you're not necessarily have proof of everyone. Kitzer, he ends up going not good, and said, you know, the parent claims that they're embarrassed to do a show with that type of person, but Maisa, he says that the din of the Rama would apply you over there. Oh. So then he brings down another shayla over there. Let's say if the father, so again, the Rama's talking about when the father tells a son who he has to marry, who not to marry. The shayla was, what if he tells a daughter? Yeah? What if he tells a daughter? So the question is, meaning, because what will be the difference? Because the daughter is not chayim puravu. A son is an element, he has a chayim puravu, it's a mitzvah, the daughter not. He brings down from the Torah Lishma, from the Ben Ishchai. He was asked a question whether a father told was a mitzvah daughter not to get married, period. Guess maybe he wanted her home, whatever, he needed help. So he was a mitzvah daughter not to get married. And he says like this. He said, behold, the woman's a chayav puravu. Right? She wanted to get married, she wanted to have children. Right? That's why she wanted to get married. Well, he says, the woman's a chayav puravu. So Meila, there's no chivin rabbanon. Right? Elamai, if she does it, she'll get a mitzvah beside her, but she has no chiv. The chiv abeim is minatayra. So Meila, zdaicha, the chiv of puravu. So he said, if she has other reasons, because Moshe, she's scared that if she'll be single, maybe she'll be mezana, right? So if that's a cheshbon, then even the father doesn't want, she'll not get married. So this is a tameya. He says, I don't understand. Gemara Nibam, his famous Gemara. Gemara says, talking about the why woman, a tiny woman that she wants both to have children. Gemara says that when she gets older, she needs a stick, right? Yeah, huh? That Mina is Thiklina. I mean, she needs children to help her. When she gets older, she can't take care of herself. She wants her brother to have children. That itself is a reason. So here also, why is it only if she's worthy to be Mizana? And besides, even if she wants that to have a woman is not mitzvah in Puravu. But in the midst of Sheves, Lesayu Bara'a, the Sheves Yitzara, right? That a woman is mitzvah. Right? Mela, where do you see that? Because it says in Shulchan Aruch, we passed in Meichrin, Pesach Neses, even a Sefer Torah for Talmidim. The Talmidim need food for the Talmidim, or to marry off a Yisaimim. Zok the Magen Avraham, Meshein Mamram al Shaker. When it says Yisaimim, it doesn't mean Yisaimim Dafka, male orphans, even female orphans. You want to sell a Sefer Torah to marry off female orphans. Yeah? And Bing Zeraya, says the Magen Avraham, because the Gemara says, why you want to sell a Sefer Torah to marry someone off? Says the Gemara, because it said, Loisayu Bara'a L'Shevis Yitzara. Gemara doesn't mean down because of Pruravu. Gemara doesn't mean down Pruravu. Gemara brings down L'Shevis Yitzara. Right? It means the world was created to be populated. And that, so why is Gemara being down that pasuk, not Pruravu? Elamai says the Gemara in Avraham, because Gemara wants to be down a pasuk, which is the gay, even by woman, even by girls, to tell me, like the Maram al Shaker, you want to sell the same Torah for what? For the purpose of marrying off a Yisayma, not only a Yasim, even though he doesn't have Pruravu, even though he doesn't have, she doesn't have Pruravu, she has a Sheves Yitzara, she has Mitzvah Sheves, Mela, we see that selling the same Torah is Darecha. So Mela, there also, so this girl wants to get married, why? She wants to get married because to Mekayim to have children, Mekayim Sheves, and Mela, what's the tzad to say that, bit of a contrast over here, huh? What's the tzad? What's the tzad to say that he should stop his daughter from getting married. Now, fine. So that's as far as Shaduchim in the Pashnis, this is years ago. You know, not even said even it's a shayla of a Zion. Still, you know, I'm going to listen. Now, so Rizal Zilberstein in his Sefer, he's had a story. You know, he has all these crazy stories. Whether they're true or not, I don't know, but he always has crazy stories. Either he's the address for all the crazy stories, Meili Tak gets all the crazy stories, or whatever. Point is, Rizal Ma'isa Shai or Ma'isa Laya, that guy, no, it sounds like Ma'isa Shai, a guy had a daughter. And I guess his wife didn't get along with the shvigar. That happens too sometimes. So she convinced him that he should name the daughter after his mother, live mother, in that name. This way, his shvigar is never going to come to the house. The daughter with her name, that's like by Ashkenazim, I swear to Madrab, to Ashkenazim, Mela, this way, that would be her way of getting rid of her mother. That was the plan. So she did that. Her husband did that. Idiot. He did that. Yeah. Oh. So now the mother-in-law, the Bubby, was obviously was very insulted, but she was also like very nervous. That, you know, but by his father, my other it's a covenant, but Ashkenazim, it's like an ayin hara, you know, I'm still alive, you know, you're after me. Like she was nervous that it would be a problem. So she came to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim calmed her down, even though Chayr Tanchum Shel Hevel, because he said that the Ramban, the Ramban was a Mechutin and also a cousin of Rabbeinu Yaina. And so when the first grandchild, common grandchild, was born, Ramban said, even though we should name the Moshe after me, but he wanted the Mavater, they should name him, because I guess it was his son, so he gets, yeah, but he wanted to name Yaina after his Mechutin, because it says, Vzorach Shem Bar Shemesh, but if Ashka Kops Shem Shazeh, Zorach Shem Shazeh, I guess maybe Yaina had been Nifter. So Meili, even though bad sin, we should name him after Ramban, but he wanted that the name should be after Yaina. Kach Hava, Zorach Shem Bar Shemesh, and he talked and became one of the Dalai, his grandson. I don't know who he is. But anyway, so if Chaim says, say that, say it's not so bad to be named after. See, the Ramban says, that's it, we should be named after him. It's really not right. Ramban was a Sephardi. So, all right, I bought him. He calmed it down with his story. To say. But liquoring, you know, liquoring, you forget about, okay, we dealt with Bubby. Yeah, we dealt with the sugar. Calmed it down. The question is, though, what about the son? What about the husband? So the question is, so Zakir Bitzvah Zilberstein, because Ivan our Machla Vimai in the greatest way. Yeah? Right? We saw the Rabbi Shachnar, Kalm Vazna of Vimai, Afil Bidvar, Matil Bramiza, he's our Machla Vimai, and we said, Bezdish give Makas Marinus, and the Rambam Fear Eyes. Right? So Chaira, this guy, Enlecha or Machla Vimai, more than naming his daughter after his mother, because his wife has got issues with her shviger. So he was down maybe. Shirafka Makas Maradis, we said, Chaim, his brother-in-law wasn't maskim, and so even though Chaim's one that calmed down Bubby, but that's as far as Bubby's concerned. As far as the son is concerned, that since it's Gnai paid by Bnei Ashkenaz, Yesh Lal Kaisim Makas Maradis, Al Shabiza as Imre. No. Oh. So now there's another shot like this. Lagabe being Maitzi Mama, right? So we saw that's in the Tzibbo down. And when it comes to our Machla of Asimai, in Vaza Parin, there's no Machila. Afsh Machla Kvayi Kvayi Machla. But not Bezayim. And we also saw, he even tying in the din of the Marit, of Shaduchim, doesn't apply when it's a Shail of Bezayim. So he has a pass, not like that. Back upon him, we see the Chumrah in being Mavaza. So the Moshe Sternbuch was down a shot like this. There was a guy his father in Israel, and he lived in Chutz Laaretz. And there was a Rav that Paskin that since Kibbut Avayim is Mishal Hav, not Mishal Bein. You don't have to lay out money to Kibbut Avayim. So Meila, he's not Mechuyev to call his father. Telephone costs money. I guess when some of this was a long time ago when it actually cost money. Today, it's really, although people in Chutz La'aretz can never call an Eretz Yisrael because they don't have a calling card and they have this and it costs a lot of money. I always have to call them back because that was whatever. I can't imagine it costs that much money today either, even if you don't have a plan. Whatever. Anyway, the point is, question is, does a son have a chiyuv to lay out money in order to call his father, Kibbut Avayim? So this Rav Paskin, you know, he said also even to write him a letter, right? Stamps cost money. Those days when people used to write letters, right? I'm old, there was a thing called, you know, letter writing, yeah? So Meila, he says, Miz Chasidus if he wants. Zokov Sternbuch, he says, since his father, the Chiddush, he wants to say, I mean, his father's been starved. The son's not calling him, right? The father has sar from it. Not just a lack of covet, the father has sar. So Meila, he wants tiny, it's Nichlal Bechlal, Oror, Makle, Aviv, V'imai. Right? Because the derech is parents and children right? Either they send letters or they talk on the phone, right? So Mela, by the fact they're not doing that, that's sar. It's not just a question of a lack of covet. It's also a question of tsar. The Mela, the heter of not laying out money, is by keeping our aim. My father wants a steak. I don't have to pay for the steak. He wants the steak. I'll cook it for him. But he's got to pay for the steak. It's Mela, the Mela is the chiyuv of, there's no heter of not being made mama. And then he wants to say, even a chiddush, that even got for covered. Hooray! Hooray! Why should kibbut av aim? That's an interesting question. Right? We say kibbut av is mishal av, not mishal ben. Right? I don't understand. Hooray! Why is kibbut av even another mitzvah? A mechuyev to buy a lulav? To buy matzah, yeah, yes, obviously, right. You have to. Sarah says, take a lulav. If you can't get one without paying for it, you have to buy one, right? You have to put on tefillin. So, if there's no, if you can't borrow tefillin, you have to buy a tefillin, right? So every mitzvah is mechayim. Okay, you say at chaimish, you don't pay more than chaimish in the chasam. Yeah, if guy's $1 million in the bank, not more than $200,000. Say. No, that depends on whatever. We're not getting into the details of that. But anyway, the point is, if you chayv b'guf, why don't you chayv b'moed, right? So he wants to say that the issue of Mishal Av, Mishal Ben means I'm chuy to support my father. That's Mishal Ben. But a minimal amount, stam, that caused the call to send a letter. That's no different than another mitzvah. If the mitzvah requires me to call him, he lives in America, I live in Israel. If the mitzvah requires me to call him, Vadam Mechuyev, he wants a taina. Oh. So, truth of the matter is, this will be a riot, at least it got me the first thing, because the Ranak dude, Gemara says that, at Heichel Kibra Bein, Gemara Kedushin. Gemara says, "Tzu uru ma'asa v'chav mecha ba'ashkelon." Famous story that the guy from Ashkelon, right? What happened? They wanted to buy a diamond or a precious stone for the ephod. His father was sleeping. The key, right? Don't even see that the key was under the pillow. He wake him up. And then he got a paraduma instead, right? So the Gemara says that hech kibra avei. So says the Ran, I mean, he lost shishim riba, right? 600,000 coins. That's what they were willing to pay. Quite a lot of money over there, right? So says the Ran that if kibra avei is mishalav, so what are we learning out? What are we learning from? The Ma'is Dama Medesina, Mashkelon, Kibra Mishalav, $600,000, whatever it was, it's a lot of money. So he says, Elamai, that's not the Chvaydai. Shloy Lutzaroi, Yeshul Abed Koma Meshavayilam, one parrot, and over here is Shal, I guess, wake him up as being with Tyron. So Mela, for that, we say that there's no head there. So we see that being with Tyron. There's no heter to say Mishal Ben. So Mela Taka, you know, calling him, if not calling him, he's going to be tired for the parent, then we could claim money. Inami says over there, it wasn't a loss of money, it was just Menias Revach. It was, right? And that's not gaining the money. It wasn't losing, it wasn't laying out money. So Mela, that ain't Mechuy. Al-Kapanim, Zakir Moshe Shnarenbuch that when it's a bazillion official, you have to lay out money. And he has a chiddush, but the chiddush is not, we'll see, it's not a pasha. But the chiddush, he tainis is that, Stamazo, you can lay out money, like any other mitzvah. The kibbutz is no different than another mitzvah. This we say, Mishal Av, not Mishal Ben, is a man who can support him. But when it, when just to pay money to develop do the mitzvah, I'm not mechuyev. I am mechuyev. Now, but the famous story, right? The famous story, Reb Chaim, that someone came over to him. His father lived in Parsha, and he was in Brisk, and his father wanted him to come to visit. Yeah, but the train cost money. So he came to Reb Chaim and said, "We pass the Mishal Ben, Mishal Av. It's not mechuyev to lay out money to pay for the train ride from Brisk to Varsha." So Reb Chaim told him, walk. Meaning, that's him. You have to get to Varsha. Yeah, you can walk. Elamai, why do you want to take the train? Because you're lazy, good for nothing. You don't want to walk to Varsha, right? Say this. So why are you paying the money? You're not paying the money for Kibbutz Habayim. You're paying the money for your convenience. You shouldn't have to walk. If you want don't want to lay out money, just walk. That's what Chaim told. So Rav Shneur said, even that story, that's not like he was saying. He wanted to tie in, even the Kibbutz Habayim, that's him. Minimally mechuyev layout. Say also, you have to go. Your father wants you to visit him. Kibbutz Habayim. So just like it would be a case of an esrig, right? You're in Brisk. There's an esrig in Varsha. So you go to Varsha to get the esrig, pay a couple of bucks. So there also, akmar mechayim mechoreis inag. Ma'is the Chazanish also says not like that. His Chazanish says. It's not a mitzvah that shaykh. Let me just explain why. Shemach has a good aura. Why should it be different than any other mitzvah? But upon him, we do see the shaykh of Gemara. And the Chaznish and Chaim apparently both held that even it's not just shaykh of supporting the parent, even laying out money, that's Gemara Shaila. Now, Bulgabi, that's a story. Chaim told him to go walk, right? Shaila is, it's Kibbutz Habayim, or any mitzvah, Mechayim someone to walk from Brisk to Warsaw. I don't know how far Brisk is from Warsaw, but apparently it's not around the corner. Because he wanted to go by train. So Shaila is, how much tircha is a person mechuyev do for a mitzvah? So the famous Chayadam, the Chayadam says, he declares, are you mechuyev? Let's say a person doesn't have a lulav, but he doesn't have a shayfer in his village. Is he mechuyev to go, or in the sukkah, lulav, whatever it is, is he mechuyev to pick up and go, if Yom Tov, go to the big city. Right? Pick up his whole family, go travel to visit, go to the Yom Tov. That's a, you know, it's a big, huge tercha. Packing him up and going and finding a place. It's Gantz Eisek. Are you mechuyev to do that for the mitzvah? So he says, you're not mechuyev. So the you see that, right, there's also not just money, how much you mechuyev, there's also an amount of tercha that mitzvah not mechayev you. Oh, well, Ma'isa though, if you look at the Nishmas Adam inside, the Chay Adam, he writes like this. And he said, Yinam Chuyu to be Oikr di Rasai, even in Mitzvah Raisa. It means a Raya for the Gemara Rashana. Yinam di Ayma. It says, Hoy lefana beze yaris. Ba'achas taikin, hu ba'achas mevarchim. Two places. One they have a Shaifer, the blowing Shaifer. Another place, But they don't know, they're Maratzim, they can't say the brachas. The Malchus, Chon, and Shofar, that's too much for them. You're not going to be able to have Musaf with the brachas. And the other city, the other place, the other village, they don't have a Shofar, but they have a Chazan that knows how to read, that knows the brachas. Yeah? So what do you do? Where's all this discussion? Says the Chayadam, if you mechuyev to Baikadira, right? So when you have a situation that you have a place where they mevarchim, they can't be taken. They should have to go, they should have to join together. The people in this town have to go to the people in that town and go to the yontim. So they should have both together, the brachas and the shofar. El ma'isi na mechuyiv kedira, that amount of turkey na mechuyiv for a mitzvah. To go somewhere where it's you could go back and forth the same day, you can go back and forth the same day. That much tirchi imachuyiv to go walk. Yeah, the place you could go back and forth the same day. That imachuyiv.
Doesn't also mean that people go back and forth?
What?
Doesn't it mean that people are going back and forth?
No, a place that you could. Well, who cares about other people? But if you could.
Just the concept of Azulasa.
Why is that a gay over here?
That is normal.
Huh?
That is normal for
people to do. But he says, "Biyoyimai, go back and forth in that day. It's one day." So, Agabanim, even though Khar back and forth in one day, it's also a nice walk, yeah? Right? It's also a nice walk. But you see that much Terech Yimachoyev. I was wondering, maybe like today, in those days, people walk, yeah? Like, you know. Basically, people walk. You walk from city to city. You know, people walk. But today, that we don't walk. You know, so it could be for us. Maybe you wouldn't be mechuyev to a half a day's walk for a mitzvah. Because for us, a half a day's walk is like, huh? Like you know, if it's a hike, you know, then that's you know that's something else, right? that's not a tircha, you know. Huh? Then it's not a tircha, but to go walk to another city for lulu, you know. Anyway, kids are
still walking.
What?
To drive.
Yeah, say it. Anyway, so the kids are. So again, so you have to know, according to the story of Chaim, I don't know how far Brisk is from Warsaw, whether it was a half a day's work or not.
Someone should check move it.
What?
Someone should check move it.
Someone should
check move it?
Maps.
Okay, Google Maps. Okay.
Move it.
Huh?
Blocked here.
What?
It's blocked here.
Well, that's an app.
No, it's the one to check out the
buses. Oh, the buses. Okay, I know. I don't do buses. Anyway, what?
No,
a car.
You'll get this car.
And we'll get there quick.
Whoever doesn't want to go to coach with us to the Shabbaton.
What?
So I'm not going to go on a coach with us to the Shabbaton.
No, I don't want to coach with us.
A coach of all horses.
Okay, what do I say? Okay, just one more nakuda. Skipping a drop. There's again, Sternbuch had a discussion which we mentioned before about a woman, a married woman, regarding Mizayin and Yira. So he brought down it's it's an issue of imayvav of tirau that eliela ish I know ish is a tirau came matayim lama ish sibgad lasa what am I saying ish sibgad lasais and ish sibgad lasais so meila it's mashmina. By Imayero, we mentioned before the Imayero woman is not Mechuyev. But, Machar doesn't make any sense. Because, how is Baalea to stop it? So he says, though, in the Rambam, it's a Farish, that it doesn't only apply. Right? So Rambam is mashma even by Meir. Rambam is not Mechal. Rambam says it's not by Kavod. Rambam says, we know the Pasuk of Pshuta, right? So Meila, it's mashma, a woman is not Mechal even Meir. A married woman is not Mechal even Meir. Not mechuyev mayor. Which is zikul shvera. It's leishim kaimai, right? Why mishus baalev mechayev leishim kaimai? Ram is very susim over here. Ram is the theme of Ram, Lashon Ram is that is not a problem. Again, as I said before, it could be negayev, but at least there's devara. There's an argument, and she'll take her husband's side that says devara. The Rambam is soisim. Agapani writes over there, he heard that the Asian Noshim Suez, Hanoig is a daber mavim bechutzpah. So he heard that there are women, married women, who think that, Mishus Baalel, and Amachoyim Kibabay, that's him, happily married, and they will be even told with chutzpah. He says, Oylem lenafsham, woe to them and to their souls. Even if they're part from covenant Meir, even if you want to say they're part from Meir, but he says, this week's parasha, Bezayin, if they're Mavazda, apparently Mechutzpadik, that's Bezayin. Bezayin, or Makla Vimai, that the Zicha, the only time to say is by Yira. Fine, maybe. Maybe it says Devara, maybe Malaysia Makaimai, but you don't understand why that should be, right? But, by or Makla Vimai, which we, that was the whole shit, we saw different Fanim, that a Bezayin is worse, we got made that, Avada, there's no svara that a woman should be potter. In this week's parasha, we got the parasha Bikurim. That Lakachtim reishes kufri adama shentav maratzecha shere shem lakachtim reishes lachas ham betana. The whole parasha of the Bikurim, come to the Kohen and touch. Now, in the beginning of the Chumash, Reish Baruch Lakim, so Rashmi is down, Chazal say, Beshvil, Reish Beshvil, Yisrael, Beshvil Torah, Beshvil, Shal Shnei Gracious, Torah Shnei Gracious, and Bikurim Shnei Gracious. Olkachtim Reishes, called Pri, Bereishes, Baruch Lakim. One of the three things is Bishul Bikurim. So the obvious question is, no, understand Bishul Torah. Without the Torah, there's no Bria. No, without Klal Yisrael, there's no Torah. So instead, that the world, you say, is created for Klal Yisrael, created for the Torah. But what's so special about Bikurim that without not for that the world was created for Bikurim. So what's the Yisrael of Bikurim? Partially Yisrael of Bikurim is in your Bikar Zatayim. It's in your Bikar Zatayim. That your Bikachim Reish is prepared Dhamma, right? The first fruits, you can bring that to Hashem as a Kar Zatayim. Right, that's why the whole Mikra Bikurim, you say around Yom Ravi, Yom Mitzrayim, you thank Hashem. You think this is an opportunity to thank Hashem, and we see, right? Yivein Al Maka, you learn us Arat, there's always there's other Chodvash, Hine Beisi. Right, and Rashi says that you got. Oh, Amarta Elov, right? Amarta Elov. Rashi says, "She'encha kafui toiv." Yeah, "She'encha kafui toiv." Pasuk says, "V'basal kain shivam mehay." Amarta Elov, what are you telling the kain? He got the yam Hashem lekach. He basal aretz achulu. Amarta Elov, what are you telling him? Says Rashi, telling the kain, they're not a kafui toiv. That is what you're telling the kain. And because of that, right? You see how much, Mikra Bikurim was the Havas Bikurim was a whole Tutsach. He used to come from all over, and it was a whole parade, and people on the way would join, and they mechazik them. That's when we learned how the issue of standing up in front of You know, the chassan kal walk in, shalom the chassan kal, the tumul, but you stand up for someone different, someone that does a mitzvah. They stood up, they came out to greet them. It was a whole tutsa. What was the point of it all? Rashi says, that I'm not a kafi tayyib. That's the importance of not being kafi tayyib. Shmuel in the Zahav Mishva, he's ma'irich over here in the importance of a karas hatayyib. Importance of a karas hatayyib. That Ben Yaina, Lugela, these days, in days of tshuva, days of hana for Hashanah, for Kippur, the Yamidin, Renyayna in the Shari Tshuva, when he talks about the various aspects of tshuva, when he talks about yagain, what's yagain? So he says, Yishtoin in Kliyosov, Yasha Kam Rabaros, Misha Himres Yaitse. You should think, how bad is it someone that rebelled against the Baruch Shalom? V'yagdil yogin v'lvavoy, v'yenach b'mriru, v'slil l'lev, ki tochen sh'yizchar v'yer v'enem al-chatos v'shachot, a person can have charot on a v'era. But that's not enough. Because if a person loses a dollar, he'll also feel bad that he lost a dollar. Right? But a guy loses, a guy's a multimillionaire, and boom, stock market crashed, and becomes a pauper. So then a guy like that, he's not just like, he feels bad, and he's him, that's it. His nefesh olav ta'abel b'tichbad al-chosay b'nafshe marlo, he's very bitter. Chen al-tzor rabbis kevay netzach v'yogin l'vav m'yayma. Oh, he says, yoyisim mehema, says the Ben Yayin, roi she'et star yenach mishahim res Hashem yisbarach. The hishchis v'hisiv alil lefanov. V'leizocha yaitzra yasher b'ro yesh ma'ayin. V'chesed osa imoy, v'yodit tanchayim choleis. Right? When you think about it, Hashem gave you everything. Eich mol libo l'hachz lefanov. Eich tochem aras einoy. Hachoyitim haskel mevavoy. Says Ben Yayin that a person yogoyim, because he realizes that Hashem does everything for him. And so really, Bemison, the concept of karas hatayiv really is a tool that could be used for tshuva. Because if you think about it, like you're saying, Hashem gives you everything. I used to give a guy a ride, certain place, every day. And even went on my way. I was out of my way to drop more for him to drop more. Like when he would leave, maybe in the beginning he did say thank you, but as you get used to it, he wouldn't say thank you. It's like it bothered me. Said it. Not like, he went out of the way. Every day it was a 5 minutes out of my way. He left, just goodbye. So then I was thinking to myself, one second. Here, what's pshat? Because you get used to it, so you think that that's part of life. You got it right, right? And I think to myself, hooray, right? I'm breathing on my own. I don't need a respirator, right? And I heard stories of someone said, sometimes I think it was getting COVID, of someone that had to be in a respirator a couple of days. The COVID, and then said, he finally got off it, and he got a bill from the hospital. So he started crying. So someone asked him, because the bill is too much, you can't pay. He says, no, the bill that I got here, for being able to breathe for a couple of days, it's like hundreds of thousands of dollars, whatever it was the bill was, yeah? And normally, Hashem gives it to us for free, yeah? Where's our curse of time? He's giving us millions of dollars every day, yeah? If we have to do it artificially, right? So, all these things, I was thinking to myself, when I say, Zeichir Kefufim, right? Do I rush through the Birchus HaShachar in the morning, or Rekar Zalmayim, Zeichir Kefufim, and make Masadi Gavar, I could walk, a lot of people can't walk, right? You could walk. Think about it. You have to get artificial legs. How much would it cost you to get artificial legs? You could breathe. You could eat food. Put it in your mouth, chew it, and swallow it. Some people have to be fed through their nose, b'chulu, right? Every single thing that we're doing, we have to have a tremendous courage to have Hashem. You know, how much, when you go through the Birkas HaShachar, stop for a second and think about everything, every step that you're doing over there. And when you're in Maidim, in Shemar Esrei, the body is mulling the flois, tevisecha all the time. And how much akaras hatayiv do we express? Elmai, because you get used to it, you know, it happens every day, so you don't think about it. But Bamazin, if you think about it, you know, my mother, Sean, was on a trach for like a year and a half, 2 years, whatever it was. Like, partial breathing, you know, and she was stuck in bed. It was whatever, it was a gun for her. And other things that, you know, developed because of that. But, you know, you think, you can walk, you can breathe on your own, you can walk on your own, eat on your own, right? Think on your own, right? So, Mela, if you think about it, it's going to be a gvalka tool for Havayez Hashem, Batsim. Because, it's like a mashal. If someone will tell you, I'll give you $1,000 a day. You'll just run an errand to here and there and need someone to go to Makola, need someone to go to the bank, need someone to deliver something, you know, small things, you know, $1,000 there. I'll take you a couple of minutes, you know, because you're drunk, but $1,000 there, you're all day, why not? You know, $1,000 there, do nothing, great. Right? What is Hashem giving us? He's giving us millions of dollars a day. Millions of dollars a day he's giving us. Yeah? Every one function of your body that you didn't have, you'd have to pay to do it. It costs you who knows what. Right? What is Hashem asking us to do already? Right? Learn a little bit. Do mitzvahs. You know, a little bit. Shlomer us, say tight. Watch your eyes a little bit. Watch your mouth. Watch what you do. Watch what you say. Right? What's Hashem already asking you? Clapping what he's giving you. Right? It's way more than the guy that's giving you $1,000 a day to run a couple errands. What Hashem is giving you is much, much more. Klape is asking you. Okay, you have to be mitamet sometimes. Sometimes it's harder, sometimes it's easier. I'm not saying, you know, but say it. He wants you to learn by smata. He wants you to shmir sanayi, shmir sapet. Say it. What's he asking you already? So, the side of Karas HaTayiv. It's something that's so fundamental. That's why the Shvil, Parish Decoration, the Shvil Bakurim Decoration, what's Bakurim represents, the Akara Satayim. There's one more Nakuda, and my Shvil points out, and another, Gal Kadik and Rashi, at the end of the Parish. The end of the Parish says, V'inosan Hashem Lachem, Leid Ladas, V'inayim Lirois. There's nine lishmaya ad hayayim hazeh. Mishmaya tells them, say, Yama, ad hayayim hazeh. Says Rashi, Enos Hashem lechem, leiv l'das, lahakir, Rashi says, es chastei baruchu, v'lidovek boi. Yeah, v'lidovek boi. Says the Mishmaya, the nine lishmaya gavaldik. He says that, Hashem didn't give you leiv l'das, v'nayim liroiz, there's nine lishmaya ad hayayim hazeh. So Rashi, what does that mean? What's his leiv l'das? L'hakir chaste Hashem. L'hakir chaste Hashem. And now that you're able to makir chaste Hashem, v'lidovek boy. So that means, someone that's makir chaste Hashem, then that brings you to Gevalt Gevekis. If you appreciate what someone's doing for you, and then that brings you a Gevalt Kurva, you feel close to that person because of everything that person's doing for you. And the Dveikas Bashem, that's the tachlis of all the mitzvahs, is the Bidavuk B'Shechina. So the Akaras HaTayiv, especially Klapei Kadosh Baruch Hu, is a Gevalga tool, it's a Gevalga tool in Havayis Hashem, it's a Gevalga tool in the Dveikas Bashem.